This is Take Care, a health and wellness show produced by WRVO Public Media. Thanks for joining us. I'm Catherine Loper.
And I'm Jason Smith. There's another topic in the health and wellness community that isn't always clear-cut: weight loss. Whether the issue is that you've hit a plateau or that you're stuck in a cycle of weight loss and weight gain, it's not always easy to get the results you're looking for or to do it in a healthy way.
We're not just talking about quick fixes or miracle pills. Sometimes your mental state can have a lot to do with your weight. And some would argue that the concept of dieting is not something that encourages a healthy relationship with your own body, so much so that some are now joining the anti-diet movement. Our next guest is Samantha Cassidy, a registered dietitian nutritionist and contributing nutritionist for NBC News Better. Thanks for being with us on Take Care, Samantha.
Thanks so much for having me today.
I was unaware of something called the anti-diet movement. Can you describe what that is?
Yeah, this is a type of practice often used by registered dietitians, and it takes an intuitive eating approach to, I would say, health and nutrition, and removes weight from the conversation. So it's not about dieting or restricting behaviors, but more about learning how to eat intuitively as a way to support your health and wellness goals.
Now, you write that you don't necessarily agree with that diets don't work idea. So can you tell us a little bit about why?
Yeah. So first of all, I believe that there are a variety of different styles that people can practice, and they support different people's goals. But then I also believe that weight loss can be a very productive form of self-care for people who are overweight and are feeling crummy about how they feel in their bodies. And I don't think that some of the principles of intuitive eating, which involve self-care and removing some of the negative chatter in our heads that we often use to judge ourselves after eating unhealthfully, moving in ways that are enjoyable to you rather than punitive or as a way to burn calories. I think these are amazing principles, and I also think that they can align with the practice of trying to eat better to support a healthier weight.
So the idea behind intuitive eating is, you know, listening to your body and sort of giving it what it needs. But there's also that mental side to it. And if, you know, I may think my body is telling me I'm hungry because my husband just bought donuts and they're sitting there on the table, when really it's just my mental desires for that donut.
Right. And the truth is, we're never going to get this 100% right. I think it's unrealistic for anybody to think that they're never going to reach for a donut when the mood strikes rather than when they're just purely physically hungry. We do need to identify our physical hungers and tune into what our body tells us, not only just about when it's full, but when it feels its best. So I think it's really important to develop better listening skills to what your body is trying to say. But I also think, you know, we don't sit down to a plate of calories or a bowl full of fiber. We eat for a variety of reasons, and some of that is just pure pleasure. And I think it's unrealistic for anyone to expect that that's never going to happen.
And dieting, for some people, we do have an obesity epidemic in this country. It can provide health benefits by even just losing 10 pounds or a small percentage of one's body weight, right?
That's correct. So what the evidence really firmly points to is that if you lose just 5% of your body weight, which is actually less than 10 pounds for the average woman, that you would get significant health benefits from that. And that's not to say that it would always be an easy pursuit. You know, losing weight can be very challenging for people, but I think that it's also can be a very self-loving act, and that eating well is an act of self-care.
Is part of the anti-diet movement is because so many of us have been involved in years of yo-yo dieting, where you diet for a while and then, you know, you maintain it for a while, but then you gain it back and then you start the cycle again?
Yes, I think that's definitely sort of what's driving some of the momentum, is that there's been this cycle of dieting. And then also, you know, realistically, I think especially women get judged for body size, professionally, personally, that there's a stigma against overweight people that has been shown in studies. So I do think that the beauty of the anti-diet movement is that it's weight inclusive and supports people being healthy and the idea that bodies do come in all different shapes and sizes, and promotes sort of trying to feel compassion toward yourself and love for yourself. And that opens up a whole new realm of wellness that I think has been overlooked.
So what are ways to make conscious choices in your diet that still preserves your values of self-care?
I think one of the key things is to talk about what foods to include more of. For example, fruits and vegetables, and help people discover ways that they can enjoy those foods more often. Ideally, you'd want somebody to be eating about 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit per day. So helping people discover ways to include those more often. And there's a big gap there. So 1 in 10 Americans are achieving those levels. I would also say reducing our reliance on overly processed foods. So certainly we need convenience in our lives. Multiple studies point to the fact that hyper-processed foods like overly refined grains and sugary foods and things like that do promote overweight and obesity.
And just finally, I think you have a theory that might be helpful to some people, that healthcare professionals should be the cheerleaders and we should be our own quarterbacks when it comes to losing weight. Can you just tell us briefly what that concept is like?
So as a healthcare provider, I don't bring up a weight conversation with anybody. I believe I am the cheerleader and you as the client would be the quarterback. You are the boss of your own body. And so it's up to you to take that conversation where you want. And it's up to me to cheer you on with tips and ideas and help you along the lines of behavior changes. But it's also my job to maybe move the goalposts a little bit. So what I see a lot with clients is they'll have weight loss as a goal and they'll put a marker in the sand. And maybe that marker isn't realistic. And what I say to people is, I want you to live your healthiest and happiest life. But I do try to provide the support, encouragement, tools, tips, and advice to help them move in that direction.
Well, it's fascinating and a never-ending topic that we really appreciate you weighing in on. Thanks so much for joining us, Samantha.
All right. Thank you.